Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very glad to hear, to tell you that our good friend Grace Marie Turner is back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had her 15th anniversary in as a member of our Brain Trust back in March. She's the president of the Galen Institute, the author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. Nobody on the planet knows more about healthcare policy than she does, and she's our good friend, Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back.
Such a pleasure to be with you, Jim. Always is.
Good to have you back. Grace Marie, before you came, I was telling the audience about you joining us, and I was telling them about this how Obamacare seems to be doing something that really you predicted 2-3 years ago, and that was that it would essentially collapse under its own dysfunctional, uncritical mass. And that's what's happening, isn't it?
You know, when we wrote our book, Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, as you point out, we said, you know, this is monstrously complex to try to re-engineer 1/6 of the economy in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is realizing, oh my goodness, this is a lot harder than we thought. And by the way, of course, we have to remember always that they are using a very unfinished draft of legislation as the final law.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of inconsistencies in the law itself that make it very difficult to implement, even on the best of terms. But this law, it's trying to do too much. George Will called it yesterday on this week on ABC, because this is a monstrously complicated Rube Goldberg complication.
Yeah, and it is. Yeah.
And
contraption,
is,
I think, is what you're...
Contraption,
yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah.
And he is, and it's this one piece, so they've decided that this one piece, the employer mandate, the reporting requirements, really, for the employer mandate, they're going to postpone for a year. Well, there are mm-hmm. a lot of other things associated with that.
Well, let's talk about, I want to get into that in a little bit. I want to have more time to develop that. But first, I want you to remind us about the things that were in the original bill that have already been either postponed or abandoned. I'll start you out. One of them, thank God, was the requirement to the 1099 reporting requirement that was going to include small businesses.
Right. Small businesses were to have reported every transaction with any of their vendors of over $600 a year. So, you know, a trucking company would have to file a 1099 on gas station,
even though they already had a tax ID number on that customer.
I know. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
So they decided that they would get rid of that. There was also another provision that called the Employee Free Choice Voucher
mm-hmm.
that it would have said to employers that you have to basically give your employees the value of the health benefits that you're providing them so they can go shop for benefits wherever else they want.
Right.
They got rid of that
right.
because that was another huge cost.
Mm-hmm.
The provision that says that employers are going to be able to get shop their own exchanges, to be able
mm-hmm.
to get smaller, to get their own opportunities to shop around for health insurance for small businesses. Well, the administration postponed that too hard. We're going to have to get rid of that. The Class Act.
The Class Act, right.
This long, huge program to provide long-term care insurance. And one of the conservative members of the Senate got an amendment in saying, well, if you're going to start another new government entitlement insurance program, we want to make sure that you're setting it up so that it's solvent for the long term. Well, the administration came back and said, we really can't do that, so we're postponing this. And then when they passed the fiscal cliff deal, they did away with the Class Act.
Right.
I was actually appointed by Speaker Boehner earlier this year to a commission called for in that same legislation to come up with a long-term care solution to alternative solution. But as you, the bottom line is that more and more pieces of the law are falling, but some
and
of the
remember,
ones are still in place.
As remember, as we go to the break here, Grace Marie, folks, remember that so many of these things were part of the original promises that were made about what you were going to love and how you were going to benefit from Obamacare. Now they're no longer part of it. Also, some of these things were funding mechanisms that were going to help pay for this thing, like the employer mandate, which we're going to talk about in detail right after these messages. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org is Grace Marie's website. Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. It still is, folks. That's her book, 20 Till. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassie. Driving movie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.